Yavapai Point. Yavapai Point, altitude 7,050 feet, is the projection of the Coconino Plateau a mile and a half northeast of El Tovar. The view is similar to that from Hopi Point, although possibly slightly less extensive, with some very interesting differences in details. It affords an exceptionally good vista up Bright Angel Canyon to its head, and a very advantageous sight of the vast arrays of ridges, buttresses, and temples to the north, northwest, and northeast, extending for many miles along the north side of the Grand Canyon. At one's feet are the great cliffs and steep slopes descending 4,500 feet into the canyon of Pipe Creek, the water of which empties into the river about 3 miles north of Yavapai Point. It is down Pipe Creek that Bright Angel Trail leads from the plateau to the river. To the east from Yavapai is Yaki Point, 1.5 miles away, presenting the full succession of beds down to the granite. Toward its base are bold cliffs of red wall limestone rising to a long promontory of red beds of the Supai Formation, which culminates in a peak known as O'Neill Butte. Beyond O'Neill Butte can be seen Newton Butte, with its flat top of red sandstone of the Supai Formation, and another Supai outlier further down its extension toward the river. Newton Butte lies below Shoshone Point, another promontory on the Coconino Plateau. The great summit wall in the distance to the east is at the western edge of the Painted Desert, through which the Little Colorado has cut its canyon. Looking north across the Grand Canyon, probably the most conspicuous feature is Buddha Temple, capped by the hard basal bed of the Kaibab Limestone. Menu Temple, behind it to the right, and Isis Temple, in front of it to the left, have lost this resistant layer, and the Coconino Sandstone is rounding away beneath the effects of the rain and other erosive agents. Zoroaster, Brahma, and Deva Temples, the great structures that flank Bright Angel Creek on the east, still retain a capping of the resistant limestone. In Cheops Pyramid, the Coconino and Supai beds also have been removed, and this tabular mass of red wall limestone has been separated from the main ledges of the formation by erosion. Looking northeast, there is a myriad of gigantic sculptured masses. Wotan's throne dominates. It is the central feature of a great ridge extending south from Walhalla Plateau at Cape Royal, with an intricate series of branching ridges exhibiting a marvelous assemblage of notable forms. The rocks of which it consists are shown in Figure 7. It is capped by an outlying area of the Kaibab Limestone, here 700 feet thick, the flat top of which reaches an altitude of 7,700 or nearly 700 feet higher than Yavapai Point. Below the limestone ledges is a great encircling wall of the gray Coconino Sandstone, conspicuous as an almost continuous precipice 300 feet in height. Below this are the usual long slopes of red shales interrupted by frequent terrace-form cliffs of the harder red sandstones of the Supai Formation. On a great ridge projecting to the southwestward, three small masses of the Coconino Sandstone have been spared from erosion. Two of them, standing close together, are called Angel's Gate. This feature is difficult to discern in some lights, but it may be seen by looking directly over the summit of O'Neill Butte towards Wotan's Throne. The large ridge east of Wotan's Throne culminates in a very prominent cupola of Vishnu Temple. This has for its cap a small but thick remnant of the Kaibab Limestone that has been removed by erosion in the surrounding area. Under this limestone cupola, there is a large mass of Coconino Sandstone. Krishna Shrine and Rama Shrine, peaks of the two ridges branching southward from Vishnu Temple, consist of red sandstone and red shales of the Supai Formation. Farther down is the prominent and characteristic cliff, 500 feet high, of the red wall limestone and outliers of this bed constituting the tabular masses of Newberry Butte, Sheba Temple, and Solomon Temple. These latter features lie so low and are so distant from Yavapai Point that they cannot be seen to advantage from that place. Everywhere below the steep, straight wall of the red wall limestone is the greenish slope of the shales of the Tonto Group. The relation of the sandstone at the base of the Tonto Group to the underlying Unkar Group is well exhibited from this point of view. As has been stated in the History of the Rocks, podcast number 5, the Unkar and Chuar group of rocks, originally many thousand feet thick, were extensively removed by erosion before the deposition of the Tonto Formation. A great wedge-shaped mass of the Unkar group is well exposed to the north across the river from Yavapai Point. It appears below the slopes of the Green Tonto Shale in front of Cheops Pyramid, and extends eastward for a mile or two. Its basal limestones are succeeded by a thick mass of red shales, easily recognized. These, in turn, are surmounted by cliffs of dark-colored quartzites, all dipping at a moderate angle. This quartzite ridge extends along the middle slopes for some distance northwest to the foot of the ridge that culminates in Isis Temple. Another thick mass of these Unkar rocks is exposed along the canyon of Bright Angel Creek, beginning 3 miles above the mouth of that stream and extended about 4 miles to the north. Still other areas will be recognized by the red color of the tilted shales member, in the canyon of Clear Creek or Ottoman Amphitheater east of Zoroaster Temple, in the slopes on the south side of the Granite Gorge south of the mouth of Bright Angel Creek, and in several other canyons farther east. Another interesting detail is visible on the north side of the Granite Gorge below Zoroaster Temple, where a mound of granite rises slightly above the Tonto platform east of Clear Creek, as shown in Figure 8. Evidently, this was an old island in the shallow waters which deposited the sand of the sandstone at the base of the Tonto group. Interesting details can also be seen in the Unkar Mass capping the granite south of the river, southeast of the mouth of Bright Angel Creek. Here, early earth crust movements resulted in many faults, which broke the beds into numerous blocks as shown in cross sections, in Figure 9. One of these faults passes up the valley of Cremation Creek between O'Neill and Newton Buttes, and finally develops into a sharp bend in the beds. This bend or tilt extends southwestward past Grandview, Three Castles, and far southeastward across the Coconino Plateau.